Brandilla.
Brandy, you're the first one.
Oh my goodness.
So let's give it a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Have you heard from Fana?
Earlier today, I did. Let's see. She said that she thinks that Tony might go home tomorrow.
Okay.
And but you can get the details from her on the rest of the stuff.
I understand. We'll wait another minute.
Marco.
Good evening.
Hey, Marco.
Good evening. Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabicoa. Anabicoa, Gedula Chimin Fatati, Serura, Alpikimu Yitatsari, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sabenu, Kaharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, said Ted Nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kibavat shamren nun gimel dalet yudkav shin barchem tacharem rachame tzidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzavitav gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Bei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea tazumo shinkufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu erchimud chilud chilu erchimu le'ahta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar bekama tartanei nan dekudsha. Shot. Belay lach bela bialma divae barnash. Bedach yale ya mine yaulan haga. Be yakalana de hakulu ovada. Be shot inun wikolais the reef. Be alma. The energy of the year 5774 is to be peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study, which is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wistamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tatav v'lo yirgaz. Od willow Yosifu, Vene Avlala Anoto, Kaasher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re wa yo he wa da la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Sa a la, re yo, a shi la, me yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, yo la da nu yo, hey, hey, shi. A me, me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo wa he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo za la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la me nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, yachata, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo. Nu, ko, me, o, re, la, ye, he, be, we, hey, me, za, re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. The names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 20th day of Elul, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kanaheman, Kahaneman, Rabbi Abraham ben Rabbi Naftali Sternhartz, Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian, Rabbi Moshe Aryeh Frund, and we're going to connect to the third day of the last 12 days of the month of Elul. That third day is the 20th of Elul. It's the month of Kislev. Hashem's permutation for the month of Kislev is Vav Hey Hey Yud. The tribe is the tribe of Benjamin. The Tree of Life channel is between Tiferet and Hod. The sense is the sense of sleep, but more importantly, dreams. The astrological influence. During Kislev, you will have the opportunity to see outside of your comfort zone. And more importantly, you will be able to choose to go outside of your comfort zone. You will actually be given the opportunity to transform your comfort zone so that your life movie will become less chaotic. Hopefully, you will make that choice. And essentially, during the month of Kislev, whatever mistakes you made this past year, we need to think about and include in our teshuvah list. The attributes of the Sagittarian is the rainbow, or sometimes it's referred to as the bow, or sometimes even the archer himself. Curious and energetic, Sagittarius is one of the biggest travelers among all the zodiac signs. Their open mind and philosophical view motivates them to wander around the world in search of the meaning of life. Sagittarius is an extrovert, optimistic and enthusiastic, and enjoys change, whereas most people do not. But all of those attributes will impact us during this day, the 20th day of Elul, to bring back our own consciousness about the mistakes that we made during the month of Kislev. I'm going to read a few of the verses that represent the kings of Edom before there was a king above reigning over the children of Israel. That's Genesis chapter 36, verse 31, 2 and 3. Ve'ele hamlachim asher malchu ve'eretz Edom lifnei melach Melach livnei Yisrael. Vayim loch ve'edom ba'al ve'leah ben be'or v'shem yiro din chava. And the 33rd verse. Vayamat ba'ala vayim loch tachtav Yovav ben Zerich mi Matzra. in my meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You will find the landing page in the last row of the Reveal Wisdom Matrix, second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to section 57B. We will now say the eighth verse of the Anabakoah to ground any excess energy from our meditations and our studies. Please say it quietly in a whisper. And now I will start with the L'shem Yichud and then go directly into section 57B of the Tikkuni Zohar. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Erkimu Utkilu Utkilu Erkimu Le'ata l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenehu Ishtach koach b'shabbat u'ginda shabbat hayom shekulo kachol oraita kulo v'kein shekinta tata itkariat shofar masitra ishkinta ila Ilaa, Ayehi shofar gadol, Hakaka, the shofar gadol, Chayrutanu, Taika shofar, Ayehu lashon tekua, Dodi shikin ta ta ta. Ayehi tekiya tekud shabarichu Nesitra demina v'itkariyat Shevarim tileya Nesitra dishmala V'itkariyat teruwa dileya Nesitra diabuda Tem saita dehiyehu Deat beginda itmar. Ishre raham. Yodai terua yodai. Bedat itmar bea bedatu. Betahomot betniv kalao. Uvadat. Adarim yimalayalau Ayehi shofar Bekud shabarichu Kol tuha shofar Uzamina dehayo Salta lagabeya Betalat katirin ilain Itmar be'av ayehi kol ha-shofar holech. V'hazach be'od holech betakiyah. Bechazak, b'shavarim me'ot, b'taruwa, v'ayehi yom ha-kippurim, b'kadit k'shitit, b'rimeya, b'lavoshin, shofirim di'aynun, l'vushi kapara itkari tzitz, Dileya mitznafat, dileya vanat, dileya ayahi, kalila mearba begadidai, lavan sitra diamina, umorar, umiarva, begidizav. Mesitre dishmala behauzina Beit keshitit bilein levushin dekapara itmar Bebehtalvash istar malchut uvahom Alat lifnei lulfanim Adahu diktiv, betalmod bechatzar be'ayit ha-melech ha-ketedimit. Uvon nishachen ba'anein ba'aniyu, v'raz ha-demila v'rayatiya, v'zachor berit olam. Yad Hashem Shemaha Hashem Salcha Hashem Hakishiva Yasa El Ha'achar Purim Itkariyat Al Shem Yom Hakipurim De Atidin Vitan Gay Beyaulishano Leya meano leaneg o aneg umadayehi Shekinta asur beyadialat Hasnadal behauzimna Idmar bamayocho beamich benalim Bat nediv Vyanoga v'chadu v'kama Tevim zomanim V'gaba v'dayahi Mezamana d'for kana V'yagala uman karim inu Lishkinta begaluta ela Raza demila ugin kin Aba el hamalech Asher lao kadat begin dia alat Bala beala deitmar Beyamimenu ishtat Lamo Utilu bao oraita Bedagarim avodat bet rishon ushne hadahu Dikti v'kasher avdati Ve'im kol da'ah al gav di'alat Bela be'ala te'ayehu Dat im kol Da'alat be'avahan de'inu Shalishid yamim Laila yom De'itanat behon De'inun sechadin Yoli ma'ata A'ala be'ya L'malka chada Udiktivu vaza De'na rabba'e Is the reimaging of the inner connection whereby our prayer serves as the garments for her arousal, and she becomes a garment for our prayers. Once we are adorned with the garments of the Shekhinah, we are ready for the holy connection. It is via the Shekhinah that the transformations that reawaken divine consciousness takes place. In this way, the consciousness is renewed and surrounded within the holiness of redemption. There have to be basic steps of contrition. Of contrition and opening towards the Shekhinah. Without these steps, our prayers are in vain. These steps are caused by Torah study and adherence to the mitzvot. Without the unification that takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, His holiness does not occur. She is protected by words of Torah. This means that in the concealment of holiness that must take place, there is the opportunity to reveal the holiness via the unity that the Torah offers in every phrase, passage, or letter. These combinations are what link us to the above. Without minds focused on Torah, nothing can detract from holiness. I am adding, this last sentence does not make sense to my, in my opinion. It should say that with minds focused on Torah, nothing can detract from holiness. The brother that hides her is the rising flow of knowledge discussed previously. Connecting with purpose and keeping the flow going all the while. For she, the Shekhinah, is the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead there rules over him a demon. Shin Dalad, who is Ahar, another. The specific Yud of Shin Dalad Yud is the tip of the Dalad of one, Echad. And if he is false, the tip of the Dalad of Echad is taken away from Achar, and that leaves Achar. And because of this, the verse says, "For thou shalt bow down to no other god." And at the time when the demon who is another god rules over a person, he becomes enslaved with all kinds of chaos and troubles. And this sin causes Israel to become enslaved by the nations of the world. Questions, comments, thoughts. That's the end of our class. If there are any questions, I'm available. If not, tomorrow morning, we will, at the 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a class for the Slichot service. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.